This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A turbulent day here in Washington with U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis saying that he will leave his job at the end of February. As AP's Mike Grassi reports, Mattis's departure had been expected since President Donald Trump announced he was withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria.
Defense Secretary James Mattis will be leaving the Trump administration early next year. The departure was announced by President Donald Trump in a tweet that reads, "General Jim Mattis will be retiring with distinction at the end of February after having served my administration as Secretary of Defense for the past 2 years." The announcement by the president came just one day after his surprise announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That announcement caught members of Congress and U.S. allies by surprise. In his Mattis tweet, Trump said a new Secretary of Defense will be named shortly. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The announcement about Jim Mattis came against the background of a possible government shutdown. President Donald Trump says he will not sign any funding to keep the government running unless it includes funding for his proposed wall with Mexico. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After days of mixed messages and rare criticism from conservatives who said he caved on promises to build the wall, the president told House leaders his decision this afternoon.
"I've made my position very clear."
The president says a physical barrier is essential for border security, and number three House Republican Steve Scalise says leaders are looking to get the money he wants.
"To add $5 billion for the wall."
But even if the House passes a new package, the Senate's unlikely to follow, since it would need votes from Democrats, who say the $5 billion is a no-go. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Trump administration announced a new policy on immigration and asylum Thursday, with those seeking asylum forced to stay in Mexico. During a congressional hearing before a House Judiciary Committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced a new partnership between the U.S. and Mexico, which would have migrants seeking asylum at the southern border remain in Mexico while their cases are processed.
Individuals arriving in or entering the United States from Mexico illegally or without proper documentation may be returned to Mexico for the duration of their immigration proceedings.
Democrats on the committee blasted the policy, with California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren saying it is a violation of U.S. immigration law.
Your policy does not adhere to the requirements of the immigration law. If it does, the rest of the immigration law might as well not be written.
The Mexican government released a statement in Spanish saying the country reaffirms its sovereign right to admit or reject the entry of foreigners into its territory, but it would allow certain foreign persons to stay in Mexico for humanitarian reasons and temporarily from within the United States. U.S. prosecutors unsealed an indictment on Thursday that charged two Chinese nationals with computer hacking attacks on a wide range of government agencies and corporations. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Zhu Hua and Zheng Shengguo worked in China to hack into computers, to steal intellectual property and confidential business and tech data. Rosenstein said China continues defying its own pledge to play by the rules.
"It is unacceptable that we continue to uncover cybercrime committed by China against America and other nations."
Rosenstein said the hackers were charged with spying on some of the world's largest companies by hacking into technology firms to which they outsource mail, storage, and other computing tasks. On Wall Street, stocks took a nosedive after concern over rising U.S. interest rates and the impasse over a threatened government shutdown. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Stock prices took another 2% loss, dropping 464 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. The Dow has fallen 1,700 points since Friday, down 10% for December, and on pace for its biggest monthly decline since the financial collapse year of 2008. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite fell 1.75%. The S&P 500 lost 1.5%. Warren Levinson, New York.
And Britain sent troops to its second biggest airport after an unprecedented attempt by people flying drones to cripple Christmas travel. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Bugger, Meg. Zaghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Trump administration announced a new policy on immigration and asylum Thursday, with those seeking asylum forced to stay in Mexico. During a congressional hearing before a House Judiciary Committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced a new partnership between the U.S. and Mexico, which would have migrants seeking asylum at the southern border remain in Mexico while their cases are processed.
Individuals arriving in or entering the United States from Mexico illegally or without proper documentation may be returned to Mexico for the duration of their immigration proceedings.
Democrats on the committee blasted the policy, with California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren saying it is a violation of U.S. immigration law.
Your policy does not adhere to the requirements of the immigration law. If it does, the rest of the immigration law might as well not be written.
The Mexican government released a statement in Spanish saying the country reaffirms its sovereign right to admit or reject the entry of foreigners into its territory, but it would allow certain foreign persons to stay in Mexico for humanitarian reasons and temporarily from within the United States. U.S. prosecutors unsealed an indictment on Thursday that charged two Chinese nationals with computer hacking attacks on a wide range of government agencies and corporations. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Zhu Hua and Zhang Sengguo worked in China to hack into computers to steal intellectual property and confidential business and tech data. Rosenstein said China continues defying its own pledge to play by the rules.
It is unacceptable that we continue to uncover cybercrime committed by China against America and other nations.
Rosenstein said the hackers were charged with spying on some of the world's largest companies by hacking into technology firms to which they outsource mail, storage, and other computing tasks. On Wall Street, stocks took a nosedive after concern over rising U.S. interest rates and the impasse over a threatened government shutdown. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Stock prices took another 2% loss, dropping 464 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. The Dow has fallen 1,700 points since Friday, down 10% for December, and on pace for its biggest monthly decline since the financial collapse year of 2008. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite fell 1.75%. The S&P 500 lost 1.5%. Warren Levinson, New York.
And Britain sent troops to its second biggest airport after an unprecedented attempt by people flying drones to cripple Christmas travel. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.